وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. This lesson we take from the kitab, Kitab Bulugh al-Maram, Kitab al-Nikah, the chapter of Nikah, marriage, the book of marriage. Hadith 834. Hadith 834. وعن عامر بن عبد الله بن الزبير عن أبيه رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أعلن النكاح. وعن عامر بن عبد الله بن الزبير عن أبيه رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أعلن النكاح. رواه أحمد وصححه الحاكم. This hadith 834 narrated Amir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu an Amir ibn Abdullah ibn Zubair an abihi from his father, on the authority of his father. Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a'linu nikah, make the marriage publicly known. أعلنوا النكاح, announce the nikah, the marriage, make marriage publicly known. This hadith collected by Imam Ahmad, Al-Hakim graded it sahih, meaning said it is authentic. In this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam command to make the marriage known, to make it public, to make it publicly known, not to hide the nikah, the marriage. And the least to be done is to make it, to make two witnesses. It has to consist of at least four people: the guardian of the woman, the man who is going to get married, and two male Muslim just witnesses. At least those four people must be present in order the nikah to be, the marriage to be Islamically valid. وعن أبي بردة, if more than two is made and it's publicly announced, then that's more than enough. Otherwise, two of witnesses, the presence of two of witnesses with the guardian and the man who is going to get married is enough, as mentioned in the other hadith. Hadith 834, وعن أبي بردة عن أبي موسى عن أبيه رضي الله عنهما عن أبي موسى الأشعري قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا نكاح إلا بولي, لا نكاح إلا بولي. رواه أحمد والأربعة وصححه ابن المديني والترمذي وابن حبان وأعلى بالإرسال. حديث 834 narrated أبو بردة ابن أبي موسى on the authority of his father أبو موسى الأشعري, Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there is no marriage without a guardian, there is no marriage without a guardian. There is no marriage without wali, without a guardian, meaning the one representing the woman. This hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad, and Arba'a reported it. Ibn Majah and Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Ibn al-Madini, Ali ibn al-Madini and Tirmidhi, Ali ibn al-Madini, Tirmidhi and Ibn Hibban greater to be authentic. رواه أحمد والأربعة وصحابة ابن المديني والترمذي وابن حبان. All these علماء الحديث ابن المديني who is the sheikh of Imam Bukhari, الترمذي, ابن حبان, all of them said the hadith is صحيح. But وعلّ بالإرسال. ابن حجر said the hadith it was regarded defective for being بالإرسال, for being مرسل, missing link after the تابعي. After the تابعي means the صحابي was not mentioned. The صحابي was not mentioned. وروى الإمام أحمد عن الحسن عن عمران الحسين مرفوعا لا نكاح إلا بولي وشاهد عدل. لا نكاح إلا بولي وشاهد عدل. Imam Ahmad reported from Al-Hassan from Imran ibn Hussein as marfu, meaning is attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying لا نكاح إلا بولي وشاهدين. There's no marriage without a guardian and two witnesses. There is no marriage without a guardian and two witnesses. In these two hadith, one is authenticated by some of the scholars, and other is said there is irsal, there is sahabi missing, and if there is narrator missing in the chain of narration, then that's defective. But in this other hadith, there is no irsal, and it gives the same meaning, la nikaha, إلا بولي. And there is extra وشاهدين. There is no marriage, means valid Islamically without بولي, without a guardian and two witnesses. In this hadith, there is two conditions so the marriage to be valid. Number one, there must be ولي, a guardian of the woman. Number two, there must be two witnesses, two male Muslim witness at least. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيما امرأة نكحت بغير إذن وليها فنكاحها باطل فإن دخل بها فلها المهر بما استحل من فرجها فإن استأجروا فإن اشتجروا فالسلطان ولي من لا ولي له فإن استجروا فالسلطان فإن استجروا فالسلطان ولي ولي من لا ولي له. أخرجه الأربعة إلا النسائي وصحوا أبو عوانة وابن حبان والحاكم. حديث 836 from أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها she said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said أيما امرأة نكحت بغير إذن وليها فنكاحها باطل. Any woman. أيما امرأة نكحت. What I have is نكحت بغير إذن وليها. إياك. أيما امرأة نكحت هذا اللفظ الذي عندي بغير إذن وليها. If any woman marries without the consent of her guardian, if any woman marries, نعم, yes, هو هذا. Yeah, mean yes, she married herself without. أيما امرأة نكحت, if any woman marries without the consent of her guardian, تزوجت, نعم, حسنت. هو هذا. If any woman marries without the consent of her guardian, her marriage is invalid. بغير إذن وليها فنكاحها باطل. Any woman who marries without the consent of her guardian, her marriage is invalid. فَنِكَاحُهَا بَاطِلٌ فَإِنْ دَخَلَ بِهَا فَلَهَا الْمَهْرُ بِمَا اسْتَحَلَّ مِنْ فَرْجِهَا. If there is cohabitation, she is entitled to the mahr, to the dowry due to the sexual intercourse made lawful with her. فإن استجروا فسلطان ولي من لا ولي له. But if there is a dispute, means between her guardians, the ruler is the guardian of one who has no guardian. Reported by Al-Arba'a illa al-Nasa'i, except al-Nasa'i, Abu Awana, Ibn Hibban al-Hakim, graded authentic. In this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if a woman marries without the consent, the acceptance of her guardian, without the consent of her guardian, that her marriage is invalid. It's not considered Islamically a valid marriage. The wali of the woman, the guardian of the woman, are the asabat, are the close male relative from father's side. Close relative, male relative from father's side. These are the asaba of the woman. So the guardian of the woman is the father, grandfather, all the way up, the children, the son, grandson, all the way down, the brothers from father's side, full brother, or father from father's side, a brother from father's side, no sisters. And those brothers' children, the boys, and also then the uncles, then the cousins, and so forth. These are the guardian. These are the guardian. And the father is the strongest. The father is the strongest. Then the grandfather, then the son, then the grandson, then the brother, then the son of the brother, the uncle, the son of the uncle. These are the guardian, and that's how they are ordered. So if there is father, no other guardian can marry his daughter without his consent. Without his consent. So an uncle cannot marry, the brother cannot marry with the existence and the presence of the father without his consent, for instance. فَإِنْ دَخَلَ بِهَا, if this man who marry without the, this woman who is married, or she marries without the consent of her guardian, if he consumes the marriage, means دَخَلَ بِهَا, the people of knowledge said, here دَخَلَ بِهَا, some of them say it means she make herself available to this man, even if they don't have any physical relationship, they don't have any sexual relationship, but if she make herself available such a way they are in a room without she preventing herself from him, then this consider دَخَلَ بِهَا. This is what it means. فَإِنْ دَخَلَ بِهَا, or if he actually in action, he has a sexual relationship with her, intercourse with her, then she get مَسْتَحَلَّ بِهَا مِنْ فَرْجِهَا. She get the dowry due to the sexual intercourse made lawful with her. With her, she get the full dowry. But if he would have divorced her without having الدخول بها, yes, if he divorces, how much of dowry she get? ماذا؟ Half of the dowry. Half of the dowry. That's when it the dowry is specified. Half of the dowry. But by having that relationship with her, the full dowry will be due for her. فإن اشتجروا, if there is, نعم. لا, this is the one, the guardian half is coming here. Yes. 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 That's because the nikah. No, this is three different parts in this hadith. One section is that any woman who marries without the consent of her guardian, her marriage is invalid. The one who married with a nikah, with a wali, and the man has relationship with her, or yes, or she make herself available to him, then she has the right to get the mahar because of the woman, she get the dowry even with the nikah of shubha. Even with the nikah of shubha, the nikah, the type of marriage she and the man consider to be valid, like those who believe if the woman is widow, she married before that. Some ulama like Hanafiya, they believe that the marriage still is valid, while in reality it's not valid without guardian. So she get the dowry in this case because of mastahalla biha mifarjiha. Mastahalla mifarjiha. If there is a dispute between her guardians, فَالسُّلْطَانُ وَلِيُّ مَنْ لَا وَلِيَّ لَهُ. If the guardians dispute who has right to marry her, for instance, twins, brothers. She has two brothers. No father, no grandfather, no son. She has two brothers, full brothers. Both are twins, for instance. None is older than the other, for instance. They argue who's going to take it. Then the leader is going to be the wali. The leader is the one who's going to be wali. فالسلطان وليه من لا ولي. This is general. Any woman who doesn't have wali, her male relative, none of them is Muslim, or none of them is alive, they're dead. In this case, she doesn't have wali, then the leader is going to be her wali. The Muslim leader or whoever represents or judge is going to be her guardian. And the ulama, they say in those countries, there is no Muslim judge, there is no Muslim leader or his representative, then the heads of the Islamic centers, or the masajid, the imams, and the like, they take care of that responsibility. رواه some ulama, they say in that case she assigned the woman whoever she trusts to be her guardian. Some scholars, they say that. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تنكح الأيم حتى تستأمر ولا تنكح البكر حتى تستأذن. قالوا يا رسول الله وكيف إذنها؟ قال إن سكتت أن تسكت كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أن تسكت. متفق عليه. حديث أيضا للثالث سبع نار إلى أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه الله مسنجر صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد لا تنكح الأيم حتى تستعمر a previously married woman must not be married till she is consulted. A previously married woman must not be married till she is consulted. ولا تنكح البكر حتى تستأذن. And a virgin must not be married till her consent is asked. قالوا يا رسول الله, they said, they asked, oh Allah's Messenger, وكيف إذنها, how is her consent indicated? He replied, صلى الله عليه وسلم, it's by her silence. Agreed upon. This hadith, he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, mentioned that no ayyim, the woman who previously married, that cannot be married. Her guardian cannot marry someone to her without isti'idhan, without asking her al-idhn, a command. He cannot marry her. This woman who was previously married cannot be married till she is asked an order. She is asked to order that, which means until she mada express her consent, her acceptance of the marriage. She must say that clearly. She wants to marry this man. ولا تنكح البكر حتى تستأذن. As for a virgin, the woman who never married before, must not be married till her consent is asked. Her is asked. قالوا يا رسول, they said, how her consent is going to be? The woman usually who never married before, especially in the environments that the women grow up, not interaction with man, not talking to a man, not even maybe not seeing a man, for being stay in her house. She, when she is asked, is young, so and so wants to marry you, she was shy to say she wants marriage. She will shy to say she wants to get married. She understands what marriage means, but she shies to say it. In this case, the her consent, her acceptance of the marriage is going to be silent, to not to say anything. That's enough. You will not be pushed to say, I need this man, I need to get married, I have desire for marriage. No. Since she doesn't object it, she doesn't say no, her silence is an indication for her acceptance. So the difference between the previously married woman and the one who never married is the one who previously married can express her feeling and can say she wants the marriage because she already married before and she understands. She is not in a state to feel shy to say she wants to get married. She didn't marry before. Unlike the one who never married before, young one, she may not be able to express that. So her silence is sufficient. Al-ridha, al-sukutu alamatu al-ridha. Some ulama, the Hanafiya, they understood from this hadith that the woman who previously married, and the other hadith coming, that she doesn't need wali. Because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned, he gave a different ruling, these two women, the previously married woman and the virgin one. And others, they say the difference is that the previously married woman can express her acceptance. Unlike the young one, she may not be able. So just to remain silent is sufficient to know that it's indication for her acceptance. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الثيب أحق بنفسها من وليها والبكر تستأمر وإذنها سكوتها. الثيب أحق بنفسها من وليها والبكر تستأمر وإذنها سكوتها. رواه مسلم. نارير ابن عباس may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said a woman who has been previously married has more right. A woman who has been previously married has more right over her person than her guardian. She has more right over her person than her guardian. And a virgin must be consulted, and her consent is her silence, reported by Muslim. وفي لفظ ليس للولي مع الثيب أمر واليتيمة تستأمر. رواه أبو داود والنسائي وصححه ابن حبان. Another narration has a guardian has no authority over a woman who has been previously married, and an orphan girl must be consulted. Reported by أبو داود and النسائي ابن ماجه قرير to be صحيح. This hadith he صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the thayyib, which is the previously married woman, has more right over her person than her guardian. Means, again, to collectively understand all the hadith, because the other hadith, أيما امرأة نكحت بغير إذنها وليها فنكحها باطل. Any woman who married without the consent of her guardian, her marriage is falsehood. That's a general hadith. Any woman, no distinction between previously married and unprevously married, that hadith. And this hadith, you can understand that the one who previously married, she has her right over herself than her guardian. And the bikr, the young one, should be asked. You may understood, as happened with some scholars, that the previously married doesn't need a wali, she doesn't need a guardian. She has more right over herself than her guardian. So this, it can be understood that she doesn't need wali, but the other hadith is very clear that she need a wali. Any woman need a wali. Yes, any woman need a woman. And the text is, when some of the text is very clear and some of it is not clear, it can have two meaning. Can be understood two meaning, then the correct way is to take the meaning, the hadith, and the text which has the clear meaning, to take that hadith, not the one that can carry more than one meaning, and in that, then you may make contradictory for the narrations. So if one narration is clear, no woman can get married without the consent of a guardian. This is clear, whether she previously married or not. And another hadith can be understood, it can be understood that the previously married doesn't need a wali. Then the one showing that can be understood, the previously married woman doesn't need a guardian, should be understood according to the meaning of the hadith, which is very clear, it has only one meaning. And also hadith 839, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزوج المرأة المرأة ولا تزوج المرأة نفسها. رواه ابن ماجه والدارقطني ورجال ثقات. وعن أبي هريرة نار أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said a woman may not give a woman in marriage nor may she give herself in marriage nor may she give herself in marriage. نعم Yes, the woman is not going to be a guardian for a woman, nor is she going to be a guardian for herself. لا تزوج المرأة المرأة. A woman doesn't give a woman in marriage. ولا تزوج المرأة نفسها, nor the woman give herself in marriage. She doesn't give herself in marriage. So this hadith is clear. Two things. The woman cannot be a guardian for another woman. She cannot marry. She cannot give mother a woman in marriage. The second meaning is that nor she herself cannot give herself in marriage. She cannot marry herself to a man. She cannot be her guardian, the guardian of herself. She needs a guardian. She needs a guardian. So this hadith shows the same meaning of the other one. Any woman who marries without the consent of her guardian, her marriage is invalid. رواه ابن ماجه والدار قطني. But the ulama, they differentiate between the nikah of shubha, nikah of doubt, meaning there is nikah when the people making the nikah, they believe to be valid. Like the one without a guardian. If this woman who followed the madhab of Hanafi, she believes since she was previously married, she doesn't need a wali. She doesn't need a wali. Then the man who wants to marry her and two witnesses, they gather and the man said he wants to marry her. Do you accept? She said, yes, I accept the marriage. And there are two witnesses. They see this marriage is valid. Because this woman, she is previously married and she doesn't need a guardian. This, with the other ulama who say no, the woman, regardless she married or not, she need a guardian. She need the consent of guardian. She cannot marry herself, cannot be her guardian on herself. This marriage is going to be for them, nikah shubha, the nikah of doubt. Therefore, they don't consider if that man has a relationship with that woman, they don't consider they had zina, they don't consider their children, awlad zina, none. But they see the marriage is not valid, has to be renewed. There has to be marriage, and they must separate, and it's not valid. That's what they see. Nikahu al-shubha. Nikahu al-shubha. A man marry a woman thinking the marriage is valid. Nikahu al-shubha. So, next hadith, hadith 840. So, to summarize this hadith, a woman need a guardian to marry. And there must be also the presence of two male Muslim witnesses. If more than that is there, the marriage is made announced in public, alhamdulillah. Speaker. Hadith 840. وعن نافع عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الشغار والشغار أن يزوج الرجل ابنته على أن يزوجه الآخر آخر ابنته. نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الشغار والشغار أن يزوج الرجل ابنته على أن يزوجه الآخر ابنته وليس بينهما صداق وليس بينهما صداق متفق عليه واتفق من وجه آخر على أن تفسير الشغار من كلام نافع ناري نافع from ابن عمر رضي الله عنه Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited the شغار which means that a man gives his daughter in marriage on condition that the other gives his daughter to him in marriage, in exchange without any dowry being paid by either, agree upon. And they both agree that the explanation of the meaning of shigar is the saying of Nafi. وعن Nafi عن ابن عمر Nafi ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما from Ibn Umar, from Abdullah Ibn Umar, that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the marriage which is called shigar. He prohibited sallallahu alaihi wasallam shigar. This is the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam marfu. Then the narrator Nafi', he explained what shigar is, what it means. Is that if a man gives his daughter in marriage on a condition that the other gives his daughter to him in marriage, means exchange without any dowry, without any dowry being paid by either. So two men, they agree on each one to marry his daughter to the other with a condition that none gives the dowry. Yes. So he says instead of his daughter getting the dowry from you, you don't have to pay dowry, but with a condition, he says, I have to marry your daughter too without a dowry. This kind of marriage is called shigar and it's haram. It's not allowed. The hadith is collected by Imam Bukhari and Muslim. It's a type of nikah marriage, they used to do it. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited it. It's not allowed. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam an shigar. Then the narrator Nafi' is the one who explained what shigar is. وَهِوَ أَنْ يُزَوِّجَ الرَّجُلُ ابْنَتَهُ عَلَى أَنْ يُزَوِّجَهُ الْآخَرُ ابْنَتَهُ وَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُمَا صَدَاقٌ. That a man gives his daughter in marriage on a condition that the other gives his daughter to him in marriage, means in exchange without any dowry being paid by either. So these two women get no dowry because their fathers agree to each one to marry the other one without giving a dowry. This is not allowed. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن جارية بكرا أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكرت أن أباها زوجها وهي كارهة فخيرها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رواه أحمد وأبو داود وابن ماجه وأبو عيلة بالإرسال. ناري ابن عباس من الله be pleased with him. A virgin girl came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and mentioned that her father had married her against her will. That her father married her against her will. فذكرت أن أباها زوجها وهي كارهة. فخيرها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم allow her to exercise her choice. Means to accept or to refuse. Reported by Ahmad, Abu Dawood and Majah. If it is considered, it is وَوْعِلَّ بِالْإِرْسَالِ, chain is considered defective for being mursal, missing link in the chain after the tabi'i. So this narration is weak, and the meaning says that a woman, a young girl, come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling her that she was married to a man by her father without her consent, without her acceptance. She didn't like the man, but still her father moved on and he married the man to her. That he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her the choice to either accept or to refuse. The narration is weak, and the ulama, they differ. Can a father marry his daughter, not previously married one, the young one, can he marry to a man without her consent? Yes, he can marry her at the beginning, like if she is young, but it is to her to accept when she reached the age of puberty, she can accept and validate that nikah, or she can reject. But while she reached the age of puberty, she cannot be married without her consent. Without her consent. Some ulama say, yes, the father can do that. Even if she doesn't like, others they say no. That's her choice. She can reject it. وعن الحسن finally in this hadith, in this class, 842 عن الحسن عن سمرة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أي امرأة زوجها وليان فهي للأول منهما رواه أحمد والأربعة وحسنه الترمذي. نار الحسن from سمرة, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if two guardians have given a woman in marriage, she marries the man who was first married to. If two guardians have given a woman in marriage, she marries the man she was first married to. Reported by Ahmad and Arba al-Tirmidhi grade it to be good, to be Hassan. It means that if two guardians marry a woman to two different men, the first marriage is lawful and the second is unlawful. If the two marriages take place at the same time, then both are unlawful and there is no difference of opinion on it. It means that if two guardians marry a woman to two different men, the first marriage is lawful and the second is unlawful. Some ulama, they say, the guardians, there is no preference over one guardian over the other. So there is no this restriction. Father, grandfather, son, brother, uncle, and the like. They say no. All are guardians. Anyone can make the marriage. So with the presence of the brother, with the presence of the brother, of the lady, her uncle can marry her to someone. And there is no order. Some ulama, they say that. This is the hadith they use. Some of them, they say, no, it doesn't mean. It means that two guardians who both can marry a woman, like we mentioned, the twins can marry. They are brothers. They are full brother for her. Each one is a guardian. Each one marry her to someone, different man. Then the one who marry her first is the one his marriage is valid. The latter is unlawful. She cannot be married to a woman, the same time. And if the marriage happened the same time, then both are unlawful. Both are unlawful. أي امرأة زوجها وليان فهي للأول منهما رواه أحمد والبعض. Again, it means that if two guardians marry a woman to two different men, the first marriage is unlawful and the second is the first marriage is lawful and the second is unlawful. If the two marriage take place in the same time, then both are unlawful. The Sheikh said, and there is no difference of opinion on it. Means the people of knowledge have ijma' consensus on this matter. As have consensus of this matter. If a marriage happen, a woman is married the same time to different men, that marriage is unlawful. None of it is valid because a woman cannot have two husbands the same time. But if one happened before the other and both have right to marry this woman, both are legal guardians, then the first one take place. That is the opinion that two guardians can have the same power. ماذا؟ The age, yes. Some ulama say that the oldest. ماذا؟ Yes, the one is older. Yes. first. And some of them say there's no age difference. Brothers all are awliya. They're the same, regardless of the age. Some of them say no, the oldest is first wali. So with the presence of oldest the brother, the young one cannot marry her to anyone. Both are guardian, both are her brothers. Some of them say in order. Some they say, no, it's not in order. Since they are both full brothers, for instance, or brother from father's side, they have the same power. They are both brothers. Age doesn't change anything. So if that case is applies here, whoever married first, na'am, ahsant. In that case, to two guardian they marry, it applies here. But some other ulama, they say, no, it's in order. The oldest, with the presence of the oldest, the young cannot marry to anyone. We are in this hadith, it has relationship with the same subject. وعن جابر بن عبد الله إن شاء الله وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيما عبد تزوج بغير إذن سيده بغير إذن مواليه وأهله فهو عاهر رواه أحمد وأبو داود والترمذي وصححه وكذلك ابن حبان. نال جابر بن عبد الله الله messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said any slave who marries without the permission of his guardians or his masters or owners is like a fornicator. Reported by Ahmad, Abu Dawood, and Nasai and Tirmidhi, the later grade is Sahih authentic, as did Ibn Hibban. The hadith, they ask the the woman need a guardian, likewise the slave need the permission of his master. So if he marries without their without their permission, then for عاهر he is a fornicator. Means that marriage is not considered. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على من لا نبي بعده نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.